This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 22nd of August 2021. News West Today is the new amateurs edition, and we acknowledge and congratulate newcomers to the hobby in Western Australia. In the new hams series, we discuss the broad nature of amateur radio. There's news of a CubeSat made right here in Perth by amateurs about to be launched soon. And we have updates on Perth Tech and reminders that both Hamfest and the Alara contest are on next weekend. News West is produced by WA Amateur Radio News for every Sunday of the year and can be heard on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how.
Getting into the hobby of amateur radio is as simple as getting in touch with Ham College, the Northern Corridor Radio Group, or the Radio and Electronics School and getting your foundation license. If getting to Perth for education and assessment is a problem, let Ham College know so that they can work out a solution via hamcollege.org.au. To encourage new amateurs on air, we'd like to share with you the people who've gained and upgraded their license in the past month. At Advanced, Colin, better known to us all as Jake, and at Foundation, Gurey, who now knows what an unun does, John, Alex, David, Chris, Elizabeth and Daryl. Great job by the education team at Ham College and all our VK6 AMC assessors for local and remote assessments. For new calls, congratulations on joining amateur radio, and if you're a dab hand, enjoy your new on-air identity. Of course, if you hear these calls on air, please make them feel welcome. In case you're wondering, there are 1,400 amateur licenses held in VK6 today, a net drop of 4 licensees.
One of the joys of life is that we're all different. Imagine what our society would be like if we were all clones. Welcome to New Hams the Series, and today I'll talk about diversity in the hobby. Now, firstly, I don't intend today to talk about ethnic and cultural diversity. These are welcome in the hobby and ought to be encouraged. However, that's a whole other topic for discussion at another time. I've spoken before about the broad range of reasons people are attracted to and enter into the amateur radio hobby, and assuming your motivations for joining the hobby are not illegal or immoral, any reason for taking up this great hobby is valid. In earlier times of amateur radio, it took a lot of effort to take up the hobby because you would have to construct your own equipment. There was some off-the-shelf gear available, however, it was very expensive. There may still be some people around with the opinion that you're not a real amateur unless you have constructed all of your own equipment. But taking a wild guess, setting aside the satisfaction that people get out of making stuff, the real reason people built their own equipment was that buying off-the-shelf, even if it was available, would absorb something like a year's worth of wages. These days you can purchase brand new mid-range transceivers for less than a couple of weeks' wages, even less if you buy second-hand. Having said all that though, a lot of amateurs build peripheral devices for their shack. Others again buy off the shelf, and it's up to you. Once you have your equipment, your choices of what to do next in the hobby are many, and the good thing is you can explore as many or as few of the options available in the hobby. You're free to choose and free to change. What works best for you in the hobby is the right thing for you to be doing. Disregard the grumpy old or not so old men who dismiss new modes and interests in the hobby as not real radio. Other technologies are not compatible with the hobby, etc. and so on. You'll hear people say it. I can recall the days when an amateur would throw you out if you suggested bringing a computer into the shack. Nowadays, almost all amateurs involve at least one computer in their shack operations. As a new amateur, you'd do well to mix with experienced amateurs in clubs and other things, including the grumpy old men, and learn from their experience and wisdom. And part of your growing in the hobby is to sort the wheat from the chaff in what people say to you. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Next weekend is the Alara contest, which is a combined phone and CW contest conducted over 24 hours. Alara is the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association. The Alara contest starts Saturday the 28th of August at 0600 hours UTC, that's 2 p.m. here in VK6, and ends Sunday the 29th of August 2021 at 0559 hours UTC. This contest is on all HF bands except 160 metres and WARC bands. Contacts made on Echolink will also be accepted. This is a low-key, friendly contest aimed at women. However, men are welcome and encouraged to participate to support the contest. And you blokes, while you're talking about women in amateur radio, if your partner is even vaguely interested in what you do behind the closed doors of your shack, or maybe you don't want her to know, how about encouraging her to have a go, using your call sign, and of course, under your supervision. And as they say, you'll never, never know.
From Western Australia, this is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
How did you go with the Remembrance Day contest last weekend? There's been a mixed bag of experiences from what we've heard. Conditions on the HF side of the country were okay. However, again, it was difficult to get a response from some stations in the east. And on Sunday morning, most of them seemed to have packed up and gone home. Perhaps the days of 24-hour contests are numbered. If you did take part in the RD contest and have a story you'd like to tell or an opinion on how it went and how it may be improved, tell us your story. The next contesting edition of News West is 12th of September. So you've got a couple of weeks to put your thoughts down on paper and send your story by email to newswest@vk6.net. Your RD contest logs are due to be sent in. And if you've used the VKCL software, all you need to do is to go to Configure, select Generate Cabrillo Log, and click on the Submit Log, and it's all uploaded for you. During that process, you're also given an opportunity to check and edit your log. It's important, if you gave out any numbers in the contest, to send in your log, both to validate entries in other people's logs and also to contribute towards the state score.
Some time ago, we reported on the news that some of the Curtin University satellite team, now known as the Binar Space Program, had been learning about amateur radio and even joining the hobby. Daniel, VK6BUS, the lead spacecraft engineer for the program, was in touch recently and was pleased to tell us that Binar 1 has been finalized, delivered to Space BD in Japan, and integrated onto the JAXA ISS resupply mission, due to launch on the 29th of August 2021 on the SpaceX 23 mission from Kennedy Space Center. He reports that their ground station is fully assembled on the roof at Curtin. All data and control connections have been made. They've done some preliminary tracking tests. They're looking to do some RF testing once they have some RF measurement and testing equipment. They are currently only operating on 435 to 438 megahertz, but are also working with the European Space Agency to link their Binar CubeSat remotely through the ground station facilities in Darmstadt, Germany, that's using ESOC SMILE facilities. As part of their engagement and outreach work, they've been speaking to a few high schools about how they could integrate satellite activities into their curriculum, making use of the excellent opportunity that has been created through the satellite project and amateur radio bands. This is an ongoing conversation, and currently the idea behind it is that they would build listen-only ground stations using an RTL-SDR dongle and receive telemetry from satellites, including Curtin's Binar. This is based on a design made by an intern in their first internship program that they ran. The program started with the Listen Only Ground Stations project. However, with the help of these high schools, this is now growing into a larger movement that now involves curriculum development around satellites and spacecraft, radio activities, etc. The team are very excited to see this growing and believe that this will help and inspire keen, young, bright West Australian minds to think of space as something they could be involved in. The upcoming mission Binar 2 consists of 3x1U CubeSats and has two main goals. One is to provide high schools with locally built satellites with which they can interact, and secondly, to test out radiation detecting equipment together with radiation shielding that Curtin University has developed in collaboration with the CSIRO. The mission would also be the first to fly their own UHF communications module and deployable antenna in space. The planned launch date for Mission 2 is the second or third quarter of 2022, and through the same launch provider, that's Space BD, coordinating with JAXA. The subsequent mission, Binar-3, consisting of 3x1U CubeSats, aims to provide a platform for WA high schools with the opportunity to come together and build a payload to be flown in space. The mission payloads will be developed during a collaborative challenge run across high schools. This mission will be launched in the fourth quarter of 2021 through to early 2023. Thanks for the update, Daniel, and we all hope everything goes to plan and is a great success.
What you doing?
Feeding the chickens.
Well, are you going to take the challenge?
Yep, I plan to. You?
I'm thinking about it. What about the big guns? Think they'll win?
They didn't last year, but then they didn't show up either.
Is that why you're feeding the chickens now?
Yep. Champions are never afraid of competition. Will you take the challenge? See foxmikehotel.com/challenge.
Perth Tech is on Saturday the 23rd of October, and COVID willing, it will remain so. What has affected the event is the escalating situation on the east coast of the country, making it difficult or even impossible for presenters to appear in person. The plan, and remember last week we said it's Plan Z, is to run the live program at the venue, with local presenters live, in person, and selected interstate presenters via video link. As we advised last week, some potential interstate presenters declined the invitation to come to Perth, as they were cautious of becoming stranded here, which is quite understandable. We hope soon to be able to announce the program for Perth Tech, and as much as possible we've responded to your comments in our survey earlier this year to cover the topics that you are interested in. A new concept for Perth Tech this year is on-site parking for caravans and campers. This is available for Friday and Saturday nights at $12 per night per van. Showers, toilets, and a club room are included in the deal. And if you get really adventurous, maybe get two or three of you to share a van. A few of us North of the River amateur boys have taken up the offer from MIL to share his van for the weekend. And many, many thanks to Graham, MIL. There's a link for Perth Tech registrations at our website, vk6.net/Perth Tech. Registration is essential, and the $20 fee covers lunch and morning and afternoon teas. The Perth Tech Symposium is given freely by WA Amateur Radio News to amateurs. WA Amateur Radio News team members will be at Hamfest to promote Perth Tech.
Thanks, Jeff, for that Perth Tech promo. What makes an event like Perth Tech a success is that people do things. Nothing at an event like Perth Tech happens unless someone does it. So we're on the lookout for people to help us to do stuff. I'm sure that amongst you lot out there, there are people with particular skills and, importantly, a chunk of willingness to help out. Because some people are going to be on site from Friday night, some help to bump in the equipment for Saturday would be greatly appreciated. And there are some particular skills we'd like to draw on in both setting up and operating audiovisual equipment. Firstly, we own our own sound gear, projector and screen, all good professional stuff. But can we find someone who can plug the cables into the right sockets on the mixer and balance the speakers and keep an eye on its operation during Saturday? And secondly, because COVID is almost certain to prevent any of our Eastern States presenters from attending in person, we'll invite some of them to prepare and present live via an internet connection using Zoom or something like that. To make this work well, we need to be able to stream audio and video in both directions. We've got an internet connection, that's no problem, but we don't have video cameras or any setup for live streaming. I don't even know what we need. So is there someone in VK6 Amateur Radio Land who has this sort of gear and experience and skills and can have it running on site, ready to go from 8 a.m. on the Saturday morning and all day? WA Amateur Radio News has a table at Hamfest next week, so come and find us and tell us how you can help. If you can't come to Hamfest, send an email to perthtech@vk6.net, so that's perthtech@vk6.net, perthtech@vk6.net, and let's talk turkey.
Mark, VK6 USB, is the bloke who does the news broadcast on Sunday mornings and evenings on the News West Link repeater network. Just telling you that in case you didn't know. Thing is, Mark is going to be absent for a couple of weeks in December and is looking for somebody to fill in for him on two Sundays, the 17th and the 24th of December. If we get more than one volunteer, perhaps one can do the mornings at 9 a.m. and one can do evenings at 7 p.m. Or one can do both one Sunday and another one do both on the following Sunday, whatever works. It's not a technically difficult thing to do. You just need a 2-meter radio that can accept audio input from a computer or other audio device, a means of keying up the radio for the duration, and CTCSS. If your 2-meter capable rig is set up for digital modes such as SSTV, FT8, etc., you're in for the count. One final thing, you do, of course, have to be in the range of the VK6 RAP repeater, as that's the hub of the linked repeater network. Drop us an email to newswest@vk6.net if you're interested. Mark will be able to fill you in on what to do. As with all positions of responsibility and great glory in amateur radio, the pay's lousy, but it's all fun.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
If you've been paying attention over the last 7 years, you'd have noticed that News West follows a set of themes week after week. The themes we follow are History of Amateur Radio, Club Focus, New Amateurs and Contesting. Every now and again, the calendar does play a trick on us by inserting an extra Sunday. And in order to keep things lined up, because we are very funny like that, we drop our usual themes and run an Anything Goes edition of News West. So here's your big chance. If you've been hiding your light under a bushel because you can't keep track of our weekly themes, in next weekend's News West, your story will fit right in because we have a total lack of theme. The usual applies. Your story will need to be about or related to amateur radio and about WA or of interest to West Australian amateurs. So that leaves you with a clean slate and a broad brush with which you can mix your metaphors and tell your yarn on News West. A story recorded in your own voice would be great for us, but if recording is out of the question, send your script to us and we'll record it for you. And what's more, we won't even pretend that we wrote it. So send your contributions as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
We just need to keep our raffle on the boil. We don't expect you to buy our tickets in preference to the NCRG tickets before Hamfest, and that's next weekend. We'll be at Hamfest, and we won't be flogging our tickets there, but we will be handing out information about our raffle and giving the option to buy them later on. The raffle draw is on the 23rd of October at Perth Tech, and the proceeds of the raffle are funding the staging of Perth Tech. First prize is the ICOM 705 portable SDR radio, complete with its matching backpack. Second prize is a MFJ antenna analyzer, and then there's a Comet GP15 tri-band vertical antenna, 144, 70 centimeters and 6 meters. Great antenna, been around for years, very reliable. So both the raffle tickets supporting Perth Tech and Perth Tech tickets are available online. There's a link at the vk6.net website. Just go there and click on the link and off you go.
Greetings once again. This is Helpline for the 22nd of August 2021. Hope you survived the RD contest last week. And today I have the following items for you. Today I have for sale a Yaesu Fox Tango 60 dual band handheld transceiver. Has a broken screen, otherwise works well. Manual battery charger included, $45 for that. And we also have a Yaesu Fox Tango 70 Delta, works well, no battery charger, includes user manual, battery clip broken, $45. There's also an antenna, a Golf Papa -9, 2 meter and 70 centimeter in good condition, $120. An antenna GP15 tri-band, 6 meter, 2 meter and 70 centimeter in good condition, $120. There's also an antenna Charlie Papa 6.2, 6 meter vertical in good condition. Also free, some coaxial cables, some RG8 and RG213 assorted coaxial cables as mentioned, and HF antennas, wire antennas for HF dipoles, contact Anthony, VK6 Uniform Sierra, on telephone 0488 063 856, 0488 063 856. And thank you, Anthony. Sorry for being a bit late with that one. Today, we have the following also from Graham, VK4 Bravo Bravo. He would love you to give him a call if you can help him out with a transceiver, Army transceiver, Papa Romeo Charlie 25, or maybe a Papa Romeo Charlie 77. Nostalgic value only from my days in Vietnam, says Graham. VK6 Bravo Bravo can be contacted on the following email, nationalnews@waa.org.au. I'll go again. November Alpha Tango India Oscar, November Alpha Lima, November Echo Whiskey Sierra @wia.org.au. Next item we have is a flatbed scanner. It's a CanoScan November 640 Papa EX flatbed scanner, complete with installation CD and power supply. Works perfectly and suits Windows XP. Scanner cannot be upgraded to Windows 7 or Windows 10. If you're interested in that scanner, please contact Tony. That's VK6 Alpha Tango India. His phone number is 089528-6735. 089528-6735, or email to Tango Alpha Romeo Golf Echo November Tango India @westnet.com.au. Next group of items comes from Craig, VK6 Hotel X-Ray. He has, in the metro area, looking for a new home, a Kenwood Tango Sierra 680 Sierra HF and 6-meter transceiver, $200 for that. A Dick Smith power supply, it's a 25-amp power supply variable. Delta 3800, maximum 25 amps, $150. There's a Kenwood receiver, a Romeo 1000 receiver, $175 for that. And a Precision Model 660 valve and tube tester, $300 for that. And if you would like to contact Craig, his mobile number is 0418-923-257. 0418-923-257. And I have a wanted item here from Lachlan. He's looking for a Kodan NGT. If you have a Kodan NGT transceiver surplus to your requirement, second hand of course. And if you would like to contact Lachlan, his phone number is 0409-585-557. 0409-585-557, or the following email address is Alpha Uniform Delta Delta India November Oscar underscore space, that is 95@hotmail.com. That's AUDDINO_95@hotmail.com. And that, my friends, is all I have for you for today. But if you have any items for next week, please contact me by email, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com is the only address for helpline at the moment, and forever probably. This is 6001, no, it's Roy, VK6XRayVictor, now going off and clear 73.
Thanks for listening. We welcome contributions of news items, and these can be sent as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net. Thanks to the team who put the news to air every week, and I hope someone can put their hand up to sub for Mark in September. Thanks also to this West Australian repeater group for operating and maintaining the News West Link repeater network. Thanks to the studio team, Jeff, Roy and Andrew, who's been released from wine pouring duties to stand in for Mike, who took leave without pay for a couple of weeks. I'm Bob, VK6POP, the News West producer. As Jeff told you earlier on, next week we have an open theme. So it's sort of anything goes. All contributions are welcome. Nothing left to do now but to stick around for the callbacks, then to get on air and make some noise in the coming week.